USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly Halloween as gunfire erupts at two Halloween parties. Three people dead, 20 others wounded. It happens at one party in Illinois and one in Texas, where in Texarkana one person died and nine were wounded, and now a person has been arrested, although no further details have been released. Two more people were killed and over a dozen people were hurt, according to a police spokesman, at a shooting at a get-together near Joliet, Illinois, just outside Chicago. No arrests have been made in that case. In Tokyo, a suspect involved in a train knife attack and arson, which left at least 17 people injured, some of them seriously. Well, that man is now in custody. CNN reporting he was arrested on the scene in Shofu City, and he told authorities that, quote, he wanted to kill people and he wanted to get the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia in the 2020 presidential election was the first time a Democrat had won that state since 1992, but then President Trump did claim there was voter fraud involved. You may remember he demanded that Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger find the votes to overturn the election. He made that request in a phone call a few days after the polls closed. Now Raffensperger tells NBC's Meet the Press the numbers never supported any of the claims of the former president.
He said there was 10,000 dead people. There's less than five. He said that there were thousands of felons and there was less than 74. He said there were 66,000 underage voters. There were zero.
The Astros are still alive in the World Series. They forced a Game 6 in it, with Houston defeating the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta 9-5 in Game 5 of the series on Sunday. The Braves have a 3-2 lead, but now Game 6 heads to Houston on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Upcoming Election Day in the United States does not hold many contests of national interest, but there's an interesting gubernatorial race going on in Virginia, and there's been a development in just the past couple of days.
After weeks of being locked in too close to call polling in the race for governor of Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin has now taken a healthy lead over Democrat and former Governor Terry McAuliffe in the latest surveys.
Our most recent polling that we've all seen shows that I'm winning with parents in a huge degree. We've got a giant surge from the Latino community. We see minority voters actually supporting Republicans for the first time in a long time.
A Fox News poll released Thursday showing first-time candidate Youngkin leading McAuliffe by 53% to 45% sent a jolt through the Old Dominion state. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And it is Halloween, and you can, of course, expect more little ghosts and goblins to be making the rounds this year over last year's numbers, as the pandemic was still raging a year ago. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky saying families should celebrate and go out trick-or-treating if they choose to, but she is still urging people to use, quote, prevention strategies to protect themselves and their family from COVID-19. She said as long as people do stay spread out during the trick-or-treating, it should be very safe for children. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.